USA Radio News.
Earlier this summer, the United States suspended their military exercises on the Korean Peninsula as a part of a good faith effort in negotiating with North Korea. Well, Defense Secretary James Mattis said that effort is over and the military exercises are set to resume. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota is a big fan of how the president is handling North Korea.
The administration has taken the correct position, suggesting that until we actually see progress, we're not going to be changing our sanctions attitude. So we haven't taken any sanctions off. Sanctions are still in place. North Korea is still feeling the pressure. And if they want to play games with us, that's fine. They're not going to have any sanctions relief.
On Tuesday and Wednesday, thousands of people will visit the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit, Michigan for Aretha Franklin's visitation. People were already lined up as early as Monday at 11 a.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
A new study says air pollution is damaging people's mental abilities. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences claims that air pollution is particularly tough on cognitive abilities of older men. Researchers studied test scores of more than 31,000 people in China who were exposed to a lot of air pollution between 2010 and 2014. Data showed both verbal and math scores fell as people were exposed to air pollution over short and longer periods of time. The study leader says the damage air pollution has on aging brains likely poses substantial health and economic costs.
School just started in the city of Philadelphia, but they're actually having to close school Tuesday and Wednesday because it's just too hot. Temperatures are supposed to reach over 90 degrees in Philadelphia, and the school said that the school day would end at 1 o'clock both days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump announced a tentative trade deal on Monday with Mexico. The president said this would also put Canada on the spot to start its own negotiations with the United States or face higher tariffs on automobiles. National Economic Council Chief Larry Kudlow talks about the deal with Mexico.
Our deal with Mexico shows that free trade, fair trade can be done, that a pro-growth trade deal can be made. We're working on the European Union. Maybe we'll have some luck with Canada. I think in this global game of world trade politics, I think China is now on the defensive because they see that the USA is beginning to get some momentum, and I think that's great.
Kudlow on Fox News next addresses a trade agreement with Canada.
We would like to make a good deal with Canada, okay? We've said that many times. We've been negotiating with them for quite some time unsuccessfully. I think he'd like to make a good deal. That good deal, by the way, has to include, among other things, intellectual property rights. But also, Katie, it's got to include the dairy farm stuff. You know, there's a word that Canada has trouble with. It's M-I-L-K, milk. Anything to do with milk and dairy. They have this government-run, centrally planned system. Some tariffs run upwards of close to 300%.
Wow.
They're going to have to fix that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.